Pupil's Book, Unit 3, page 38. Literature. Tutu Moo and the Komodo Dragon. Scene 1.
This is a story from Indonesia about Tutu Moo and the Komodo Dragon.
Breakfast ready?
Oh no! Rice again?
We are poor. And remember, the dragon gets porridge. I make it for him every day. He eats all of our porridge.
I know he eats a lot, but he's the biggest dragon in the world. He's my friend.
He's a wild animal. You need to be careful.
And so Mother left to collect firewood to sell in the market.
Scene 2.
There was a knock on the door.
That's the dragon! He knocks on the door louder every day.
Tutu Moo, where are you? I'm hungry and I need my porridge.
Tutu Moo gave the dragon his breakfast. The dragon roared, and then he walked away with the porridge.
Scene 3.
The weather was hot. Nobody wanted firewood, so Tutu Moo and her mother couldn't make any money. They got poorer and poorer. Soon there was no food in the little house. But still the Komodo dragon came for his porridge.
Tutu Moo, where are you? I'm hungry and I need my breakfast. Open the door. I've got a stomachache. I can't wait anymore.
Tutu Moo opened the door.
Oh, there isn't any porridge.
The dragon was angry. He pushed Tutu Moo. He showed his terrible teeth and he gave a terrible roar.
Tutu Moo, you aren't my friend anymore.
Scene 4.
At last, the weather got colder. People bought firewood again. Tutu Moo's mother came home with rice and porridge.
I'm happy that greedy dragon doesn't come here now. There is more food for us.
He wasn't greedy, Mother. He was hungry.
He's dangerous. He needs to stay in the forest where he belongs.
The dragon never came to the little house again. But Tutu Moo often left a bowl of porridge in the forest for his breakfast.